Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad that you've chosen to spend this special time with me today. Today we're going to talk about 12 universal influences that affect all of our lives. These principles are often referred to as the 12 universal laws, and they have a great deal of influence on our spiritual development. For quite some time, the scientific world has studied the physical laws on the planet. Now it's time for us to pay more attention and research and evaluate the higher spiritual laws that are governing the universe. These laws are multifaceted and multidimensional. So today we're going to discuss some of those aspects that affect humanity immensely. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, we're going to bless humanity and all life, and we'll work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. As you listen to what I will be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Listen to this information as food for thought, then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. So let's begin. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God flowing through your heart flame. And as it pours through your heart flame, it flows into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. As the love of God lifts you up through this activity of light, all life on this planet is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So as we share this time together, open your heart and mind and be here now. I'm going to just list the 12 universal laws that we're going to discuss today, and then I'll elaborate on each one so that we can have a better idea of how we can utilize these gifts from the heavenly realms to improve the quality of life and to perpetuate our spiritual growth. The 12 universal laws, the first one is the law of energy. The second universal law is the law of as above, so below. The third universal law is the law of divine love. The fourth universal law is the law of vibration. The fifth universal law is the law of cycles. The sixth universal law is the law of cause and effect. The seventh universal law is the law of transmutation. The eighth universal law is the law of polarities. The ninth universal law is the law of harmony. The tenth universal law is the law of balance. The 11th universal law is the law of perfection. And the 12th universal law is the law of oneness. For quite some time, the scientific world has studied the physical laws on the planet. Now it's time for us to reach higher and to evaluate the spiritual laws that govern us and all life throughout the universe. As we understand more about these laws and learn to live our lives in cooperation with them, our forward progress on the path to our self-mastery will be greatly enhanced. These laws, which work together as one unified whole, bring harmony and balance to the universe. Any conflict or turmoil we experience in the world is merely the end result of ignoring or misusing the universal spiritual laws. These spiritual laws are the mechanisms which serve to keep the universe in order and would provide the balance necessary for all existence. They are constant and have remained so since the beginning of creation. They are pure, true expressions of the divine ideal which exists in every particle of life. They will never be changed, distorted, or eliminated. All creation is at some level of consciousness aware of these universal laws, and every particle of life has the free will to choose whether or not to cooperate with these laws or not. The laws do not change for circumstances, situations, or individuals. The circumstances, situations, and individuals may choose to disregard the laws or violate them, but that does not alter the intent of these universal spiritual laws. We must realize, however, that if we disregard these spiritual laws, a consequence is brought into existence because of that violation. We are always the responsibility of how we choose to use our gift of life, and we are subject to these laws in that process. These laws are mechanisms of universal harmony and balance. For us to stray or deviate from the laws means that we call into existence a disharmony that is in direct proportion to the magnitude of the deviation. On an individual basis, this usually means that there is something amiss or out of order in our personal lives when we reflect the results of abusing these laws. On a collective level, the effects are at times cumulative. Mass transgressions result in massive consequences. Aggression, poverty, disease, war, turmoil, discomfort, and tension are all ramifications of these mass consequences. Sometimes it appears as though people are going through challenges that seem out of proportion for their deviation of these laws. But that is never the case. The laws are accurate and just to the letter, and no one is a victim. We are always going through exactly the learning experiences we need to be going through to propel us toward our eternal freedom and our ultimate self-mastery. These challenges occur by universal law not to plague us or to punish us, but rather to allow us to experience the results of our actions and to give us the opportunity to transmute our misqualified energy. Through this process, we learn to cooperate with these universal laws. This information that I'm sharing today on universal laws is for our own growth and self-mastery. It's important that we never use it to judge another person or that person's state of affairs. We never know what anyone else is going through, and we never know why they're experiencing what they are experiencing. Throughout humanity's sojourn on Earth, these laws have been in existence. And since the fall of humanity, which occurred eons ago, these laws have been often misunderstood and misapplied. The severity of the disobedience has determined the severity of the consequences that we are experiencing. There is a direct relationship between the chaos on Earth and the transgressions of these universal laws. Divine order and harmony are God's will for this universe. Not one electron is projected forth from the heart of God that is less than harmony, balance, and the exquisite expression of pure divine love. The universal laws have been implemented to ensure the continuance of divine order, love, and harmony in the universe. They are self-regulating, self-perpetuating mechanisms. Everything is subject to these laws, and the laws influence everything. All work together for the unified whole. If we will contemplate these laws and implement them into our daily lives, hourly, moment to moment, we will experience a balance and a harmony beyond anything we've ever dreamed of. Truth, honesty, and integrity are qualities that will enable these laws to be maintained and expressed according to God's will. If we will base our actions in life on these principles, eternal peace will be our experience. As our individual worlds begin to reflect this peace, the world around us will likewise be influenced, and the effect of eternal peace will be exponential. Together, we're going to contemplate these laws now. And as you hear these laws, as I share this information with you, ask your I Am presence to blaze the flame of clarity through your conscious mind, empowering you to perceive deeper truths than you have ever comprehended about these influences in your life. This will enable you to clearly see how these 12 universal laws apply to your daily life, thus giving you greater knowledge and understanding to fulfill your personal, individual, divine plan. So we begin. The 12 universal laws. The first universal law is the law of energy. Energy manifests as light, and light is the first cause of God. This is why we heard in the beginning, "Let there be light." All that exists in the universe is electronic light substance, energy. Every particle of life existing in any frequency of vibration or dimension is comprised of electrons, and also atomic and subatomic particles and waves, energy, vibrating at different frequencies and different densities. From the heart of God, there are sent forth on every breath countless numbers of electrons. These electrons are intelligent light beings, all vibrating with the totality of God's perfection. They are our gift of life, our actual life force. As this intelligent life energy pours forth from the heart of God, it carries all manifest form, the gifts of health, illumination, understanding, prosperity, love, and every other aspect of God's perfection. These beings of light, the intelligent electrons of our life force, are given into the heart of our mighty I Am presence. They likewise pour through every elemental and every angelic presence belonging to or serving the earth. These precious beings, the electrons, are selfless servants of God. And as they pour forth from the very heart of God, they joyously and anxiously await their opportunity to serve life. They eagerly await passage from the unformed essence of primal light into the physical world of form. As the I Am presence of every person on earth receives these beings of light, they are blessed and set forth to the human personality in a rhythmic pulsation, which is our conscious mind, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the divinity within each of us. The hope is that these pure beings, the electrons, will be able to pass through the consciousness of the person that they are being sent to, and give their gifts to the universe without being contaminated with our fear-based fragmented human egos and humanity's misuse of our free will. But unfortunately, since the fall of humanity eons ago, as these beings of light leave the aura of our individual I Am presence, they are often catapulted into the emotions, thoughts, and vibratory actions of our lower human ego. And thus their journey into the universe is often completely disrupted by the disintegrating forces of the uncontrolled consciousness through which they must pass. Their radiant light is often all but extinguished as they pass through the fear and anger and frustration and confusion of the consciousness of our lower human ego. And they pass then from the person's heart into the physical plane with practically no animation or life left in their beings, battered and mutated expressions of their original pure light. Our responsibility now to this first universal law is that we must stop desecrating the precious electrons that we use through our breath, through our heartbeat, through our brains, as we live, move, breathe, and exist in the physical plane. This is our gift of life. We must lift up in consciousness and recognize what a sacred privilege it is to be given the honor of allowing these electrons, these beings of light, to pass through us as we use our creative faculties of thought and feeling and our free will. When we truly recognize the magnitude of this privilege, we will develop a reverence for life that will prevent us from ever thoughtlessly using our gift of life in a way that would reflect anything other than the perfection of God. We will also selflessly commit to transmuting the mass accumulation of humanity's misqualified energy back to its original vibration of perfection, restoring its radiant emanation of light. Then the first cause of God, which is perfection for all things, will be fulfilled. The second universal law is the law of as above, so below. The original plan was that everything in the higher realms of perfection, in the causal body of God, would be co-created by the sons and daughters of God in the physical world of form, resulting in the manifestation of heaven on earth, as above, so below. In the original divine plan, our purpose was to perceive the perfection of the heavenly realm through the eyes of our I Am presence, then for us to project that perfection onto physical matter through our creative faculties of thought and feeling. Through this process, we were to become masters of physical energy, co-creators with God, and attain our enlightenment. With the fall of humanity and the creation of the sea of negativity around the planet through our thoughts and feelings, known as the veil of illusion or the psychic astral plane, we lost the awareness of our I Am presence and connection to that radiant aspect of our own divinity. And we lost the ability to perceive the heavenly realms. When this occurred, the second universal law could no longer be accurately applied by humanity. Consequently, the earth plane began to reflect all of our human miscreations, disease, poverty, pain and suffering of every kind, chaos and disintegration, instead of heaven on earth, as above, so below. The physical plane is, at any given moment, reflecting our human consciousness. So now, as we raise up in consciousness and in vibration and lift up all life with us, we begin to once again perceive the octaves of perfection. And together, as one collective consciousness, we will heal the self-inflicted separation from our I Am presence and from God and the realms of perfection. We are in the process now of tapping into the divine ideas held in the heart and mind of God. And we are once again attaining what is known as enlightenment as we develop into our fullest divine potential. Our glorious I Am Presence is beginning to once again hold dominion within us, and our consciousness is beginning to reflect the perfection of as above, so below. Through our creative thoughts and feelings, we are projecting perfection held in the mind of God onto physical matter with our thoughts, our visions, our hopes, our goals, and our dreams. And this blessed planet is once again, slowly but surely, reflecting the verdant splendor of her divine birthright, heaven on earth. The second universal law is being gradually but perpetually applied by the light workers on this planet. And as this reflects onto the physical plane, the second universal law, as above, so below, is becoming a tangible reality. The third universal law is the law of divine love. Divine love is the cohesive power of the universe, which has caused to come into being all manifest form. Every sun and planet in the galaxy, every galaxy in the universe, every electron of precious life energy is being brought into manifestation through the frequencies of divine love. Divine love is the matrix, the nucleus, the magnetic cohesive power which magnetizes all electronic light substance. Every particle of life is held in a particular pattern through the cohesive power of divine love. Without the cohesive power of divine love, all form would fly into unformed primal light again and would cease to exist. All in the universe would return to the unformed and become again part of the unformed expression of our Father, Mother, God. Without the law of divine love, nothing is permanently accomplished. Divine love is constancy under the most trying of circumstances, and action at the moment when it is required the most. Divine love alone is the reason for humanity's being. Our Father, Mother, God individualized themselves as sons and daughters of God through the expression of our individualization, so that there might be more foci through which the divine love principle might flower. And as each individual son or daughter of God evolves into the fullness of divine love, there will be eternal peace, security, and contentment expressing through our universal freedom throughout the universe. Divine love is the enfolding radiance of every part of life and intelligence. From the moment we were called forth as innocent spirit sparks from the heart of our universal Father, Mother, God, divine love has sustained us in our particular pattern and form. The love of our Father, Mother, God is incomprehensible to our finite minds. It is an all-encompassing presence which fills the universe with the glory of itself. And there is no manifest space where divine love does not abide. For us to experience the third law of divine love, we must invoke its radiance through our heart flames, and that love flowing through us toward the object of our affection and wherever we are focusing our attention will well up in our hearts, filling our beings with its ecstasy. As we experience divine love, the flame of divinity in our hearts will expand, and pulsating bands of light will flow forth from us to bathe all life on earth and throughout the universe. Our hearts will entwine in pure divine love with every particle of creation. And through this association, miracles can be performed to return this sweet earth to her pristine beauty. We must never underestimate the power of divine love. The more we grow in understanding of this universal law, the more we will desire to forge ever onward into the heart of the supreme source of all love. The fourth universal law is the law of vibration. All that exists is in perpetual motion, the ascension of matter into purity. Vibration and radiation are coexistent with form. Every electron of light, even a blade of grass, a flower, a rock, or a tree, emits a rate of vibration which affects the cosmos as a whole, and which, by the undulation of its energy, rearranges the atoms of the entire universe. Thus, all life is constantly contributing to the change of the cosmos. The slower the vibration of the electrons comprising the physical form, the denser the matter is. The faster the vibration comprising the physical form, the more refined and rarefied the matter is. We are multidimensional beings functioning simultaneously on several dimensions. The reason we don't usually perceive the other dimensions is because they are vibrating at a frequency beyond the spectrum of our limited physical sight. Our purpose for being in the physical plane is to become masters of energy and vibration, co-creators of heaven on earth. We are being trained through our life experience to influence the vibratory rate of the electronic substance of the universe in a way that is consciously cooperating with the divine design of our Father, Mother, God. We are learning to use our gift of life to become co-creators with our God parents. Our conscious control of the electronic substance in accordance with God's plan for Earth results in our becoming co-creators with God, and it enhances our ability to embrace God consciousness. When we comprehend the law of vibration, even partially, we will be well on our way to self-mastery. The power we have to create the change of vibration is not only our responsibility, but it is an opportunity by which we can each experience our own divinity through the power of ascending light. Through vibration, which is perpetual motion, change is imminent. Change and growth are natural states of being and imperative to life. When we try to cling and hold on to old patterns and forms of existence, it is like trying to still vibration. The end result is great distress and even physical and emotional pain. If we will observe what takes place on the earth today, we will see the tangible proof of the pain that is created when we stop vibrating at a higher frequency of harmony and balance. Envision now the unformed electronic light with every intelligent electron in it, receptive, obedient, and alert. See the electronic substance of every particle of life on earth, waiting the opportunity to be charged with God's perfection through the conscious use of humanity's free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling. Feel the perfect God quality pulsating within your heart flame, right here and right now. experience energy waves radiating out from your heart in ever-widening circles, and experience the obedient electrons bringing a healing benediction of pure divine love, vibration, and perfection to all life. Absorb this increased frequency of vibration and experience the planet and all her life ascending into higher fifth dimensional frequencies of purity and God's perfection. The fifth universal law is the law of cycles, the out-breath and the in-breath of our Father, Mother, God. There are two activities to the cycles of life and creation. One activity is the out-breath, the activity and action of our Father God. It is expressed through radiation, expansion, and projection. The other activity is the in-breath, expressed through the divine love of our Mother God. This expresses through magnetization, contraction, and absorption. When we observe nature and the evolution of humanity, we see constant spiraling cycles of change through the process of involution, which is the out-breath of God, and evolution, which is the in-breath of God. Cycles of birth and death, the changing of the seasons, the ebb and flow of the tides, the rising and setting of the sun, the in-breath and out-breath as we breathe as sons and daughters of God, the activities of cause and effect, giving and receiving, silence and sound, stillness and activity, consuming and assimilating, wake and sleep. All of these activities are reflections of the cycles of the out-breath and in-breath of our Father, Mother, God. The balanced pulsation of these cycles is critical to the fulfillment of our divine plans. The out-breath, or the cycle of radiation, expanding, and projection of our Father God. In this activity, we breathe out the full gathered momentum of perfection, pulsating within our I Am presence and projected into the world of form. It expands forth from us, reflecting on the elemental kingdom and blessing all life as it flows to the periphery of the universe. Then, on the involutionary process, the in-breath of our Mother God, the cycle of magnetization, contraction, and absorption, we breathe in as we extend in consciousness inwardly, reaching up through our heart flames to the source of never-ending perfection, absorbing greater and greater frequencies of divinity to bless and consecrate all life. On the cycle of the in-breath, we are literally filling the cup of our consciousness. And on the cycle of the out-breath, we are giving to all life a drink from our cup. When we maintain the perfect balance of these two cycles, we will joyously fulfill our divine plans, dedicating and consecrating ourselves to the original pathway for our return journey home, ever spiraling upward cycles into the heart of our Father, Mother, God. The sixth universal law is the law of cause and effect. This is the law of the circle. The law of cause and effect is reflected in many of the terms used to express the scientific principles of physics, such as action and reaction, like attracts like, radiation, and magnetization. Simply stated, the law of cause and effect indicates that whatever energy we send out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, our cause returns to us through our everyday life experiences in the effects. At any given moment, our individual lives are reflecting the accumulated energy we have used during our various earthly sojourns. Our lives also reflect how we have chosen to use our gift of free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling. How have we chosen to qualify the electrons we have been given by our Father, Mother, God as our precious gift of life? The situations, conditions, and experiences now manifesting in our lives are a direct result of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings we have chosen to express in the past. Our behavior patterns and belief systems are the cause that continually create the effects in our lives. We need to evaluate our present life situation and see if we need to change or improve our thoughts and feelings so that we will experience more harmonious and more joyous effects. The resounding result of this evaluation will be that yes, in many instances we probably do need to correct and improve the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the way we are expressing our life force and qualifying the intelligent life of the electrons that we are using to create new causes that will result in new effects, reflecting the perfection of heaven on earth, as above, so below. We are the co-creators of circumstance, not the victims of circumstance. What we put our attention and energy into, what we think and feel, we bring into form. If we will only change our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, the cause, we will change our lives, the effects. Then we will fulfill our purpose, and the perfection of heaven on earth will become a tangible reality as we bless this planet and lift her into the light. The seventh universal law is the law of transmutation. The light of God is always victorious. Darkness cannot be sustained in the presence of light. All discord is a misqualification of our precious gift of life, and therefore it is a human miscreation. Only perfection is eternally sustained, and all discord will one day, through the unified efforts of humanity, be transmuted back into light by the very powerful universal law of transmutation. We now have the opportunity to invoke the violet flame of transmutation into every electron of discord on earth to accelerate this process. We can offer ourselves as the open door through which the violet flame will project through us into every frequency of vibration that is less than the infinite perfection of God. We have the ability to be the open door for the violet flame, the door that no one can shut. As we consciously draw the light of transmutation into our four or lower bodies and all of the physical substance of Earth, the violet flame will act as an atomic accelerator as it flows into each electron. Each electron will then spin more rapidly on its axis, gradually increasing the vibratory rate of our four earthly bodies. Then all of the physical substances of Earth will respond to this transmutating power. This action, if sustained by the conscious efforts of our mighty I Am presence through us, will bring all life on Earth to a state wherein discord and imperfection can no longer exist. Then through the use of God's infinite law of transmutation, we will be able to raise this planet and all her life into her divine birthright of heaven on earth. The eighth universal law is the law of polarities. All energy vibrates with the dual aspects of the masculine and feminine polarities of God, the in-breath and out-breath of existence. The masculine polarity of God reverberates with the qualities of divine will. The feminine polarity of God reverberates with divine qualities of love. In order for electronic light substance, primal life, to manifest in physical form, both the masculine polarity, divine will, of our Father God, and the feminine polarity, the divine love, of our Mother God, must be present. As we continue to grow and evolve on Earth, we begin to realize that the balancing of these two polarities within our own beings is the goal of every living form. The masculine polarity of God is expressed through our left brain hemisphere and the rational, logical, verbal side of our thinking. The feminine polarity of God is expressed through our right brain hemisphere, the intuitive, creative, nurturing side of our thinking. As these two polarities are brought into perfect balance within us, we begin to experience what is known as the birthing of the son or daughter principle of God, which is the Christ within us, divine wisdom, enlightenment, and understanding, the clarity and wisdom of God. It is only by ascending into this level of consciousness that we heal our self-inflicted separation from our I Am presence and the company of heaven. This self-inflicted separation that we created through the misuse of our gift of life. When this is healed, we will return to the complete and understanding profound truth of our own divinity. As we understand more and more about the divinity unfolding within us through the law of polarities, the birthing of Christ consciousness, we will lift up into our full divine potential. Then we will know that the Christ is manifesting within each and every one of us, and the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, birthing this divinity within us, is the realization in our heart flame of the Holy Trinity. The ninth universal law is the law of harmony. The harmony of our true beings is our ultimate protection. Harmony is the law that lifts us up out of the frequencies of chaos and confusion. If we invoke the law of harmony into our lives, we do not need to do battle with the negativity and discord manifesting in the world around us. We need merely to accept the flow of God's harmony and accelerate our vibration beyond its reach. This way we will be in the world, but not of it. If we surround ourselves with the harmony of God in every aspect of our lives, our homes, workplaces, relationships, thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, and ask God to project the divine essence of harmony into every one of our activities through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we will begin to truly understand what inner peace really is. Harmony is a quality and a natural law that enables us to experience the octaves of perfection in the physical realm. As above, so below. And it heals all separation and lifts us into the oneness of our Father, Mother, God, and all life. The tenth universal law is the law of balance. This is reflected through eternal peace. Balance in all of our life experiences enables us to bring into eternal peace the relationship between our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of our being. Balance through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, our everyday life experiences, brings us to the center of our mighty I Am presence. It results in the birth of the Christ within us and brings us into alignment with both the physical and spiritual realms. Balance enables us to unfold our entire potential, our total I Am presence. Balance prevents us from creating extremes that lead us astray into confusion. Balance in all things is the key to eternal peace and freedom. Then we will manifest heaven on earth by becoming a peace-commanding presence and blessing all life through the essence of our very being. The 11th universal law is the law of perfection. The first cause of God is perfection for all things. Divine will is perfection for all things. Our purpose and reason for being is to learn to use our faculties of thought and feeling to co-create with our Father, Mother, God, this perfection of God's will in the world of form. This is done through both enthusiasm and joy. Within all manifest form, there is a divine blueprint known as the Immaculate Concept. The Immaculate Concept for all life is held in the divine heart and mind of God. As we reach up into our God presence, I Am, we become one with the heart and mind of God. Then we are able to clearly see the divine blueprint contained within all life, the Immaculate Concept. Every person, place, condition, or thing contains within it the blueprint of perfection. Within the core of purity still pulsates the perfection of God's abundance. Even though the outer expression might be manifesting as poverty, within the core of disease still pulsates the divine blueprint of vibrant health. Within the core of hate still pulsates the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of divine love. The first cause of God is only perfection for all things. And that core of purity is within every electron, and it is invincible, regardless of what our fear-based fragmented human egos have tried to inflict on the electrons. The cloak of darkness can block that light, but in the core of purity, the original divine perfection and full potential is still vibrating, awaiting the opportunity to once again manifest in the world of form. The law of perfection assures us that the perfection of God is the only thing that is eternal. Anything that is less than God's perfection will one day fade away. The 12th universal law is the law of oneness. All that exists in the whole of creation is part of the all-encompassing presence of our Father, Mother, God. This presence is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. God is all there is. It is the cosmic I Am. It is the Alpha, the I, the Omega, the end, the beginning and the ending of all that exists. Every electron of precious life energy that exists in any time frame or dimension throughout the whole of creation is a cell in the body of God. Every electron has color, sound, fragrance, and vibration. All life is divinely intelligent. All life is growing, evolving, and changing. As we grow, evolve, expand, and change our consciousness, God likewise grows, expands, and evolves through the infinite perfection of the body of God. This constant integration and expansion creates never-ending octaves of perfection in the body of God. All life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. Every electron of life affects every other electron of life. As we evolve and raise ourselves up in vibration and consciousness, all life is being raised up with us. With every thought, word, action, or feeling we express, moment by moment, no matter how great or how small, that expression that we have chosen through our free will is affecting the whole of creation. At any given moment, through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. It is time for us to consciously choose to add to the light of the world. Every positive thought, feeling, word, or action that we express blesses every facet of life, every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle of life in the whole of creation. It is time for us now to grasp the magnitude of what the oneness of all life really means. It is time for us to accept responsibility for how we choose to use our precious gift of life, thus creating and qualifying our life force moment by moment, this precious gift of life, with thoughts, feelings, words, and actions that only and exclusively add to the light of the world. Precious Heart, as we together today absorb into our very being the truth and reality of these 12 universal laws, let's strive to apply them in our lives and experience the miracles that will take place. Remember, any conflict or turmoil that we experience in the world is merely the end result of our ignoring or misusing the 12 universal laws at one time or another throughout our earthly experience. It is important for us to ask ourselves, moment by moment and day by day, what am I contributing now to the universe? Am I contributing depression, confusion, anger, hatred, the shadows of harmony, or misqualified thoughts and feelings? Or am I adding to the light of the world through harmony, wisdom, healing, peace, love, abundance, and thoughts and feelings that enhance my life and the lives of all people, places, conditions, and things around me? Let's resolve each day to bring peace and harmony and light everywhere we think, move, live, and have our being. Feel yourself daily and hourly projecting into the world lives that will bless every particle of life and everyone we come in contact with. The power to do this is given to us through our gift of life every day. Our Father, Mother, God, through the 12 universal laws, have enhanced our ability to become masters of our lives. When we allow this loving light to flow in through and around us as easily as we turn on the electric light switch to illuminate a room, our lives are transformed. Let's be the practical application of the universal laws and apply this knowledge to our lives. Know that every electron which enters our heart through the silver cord of our I Am presence becomes our responsibility. It flows through our four lower bodies into our world and eventually returns to us on the law of the circle. Therefore, let's daily and hourly qualify every thought, word, action, or feeling with the love and faith of God, renouncing all that is not of the light and accepting our ability to be co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. Let's correctly apply the universal laws and transform the planet and all her life. Precious Heart, I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world. And thank you for joining with us today. Please join with us next week again as we expand our chalice of light and intensify our ability to be the peace-commanding presence we are destined to be. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.